The latest from podnews.net. Podcasts are now live on Pandora, the US-only music service. We are now introducing hundreds of podcasts, the official blog post says. The bottom of their blog post also contains details for submitting yours. Google is trialling a news radio station, kind of, on your smart speaker. The company is planning an equivalent to NPR One, which lets you flick between individual news stories. It's unclear what this means for short-form podcasts currently available on Google's news briefing, and it may be where the 60dB team ended up. Spotify has published the most listened to podcasts on the platform, focusing on Spotify exclusive content. Amy Schumer's much promoted podcast only reaches number 4. The most popular, Fest und Flauschig, a German language podcast. Meanwhile, Canadian public service broadcaster CBC Radio Canada have announced that selected podcasts from them are now available on Spotify. Anchor is a divisive podcast host. Rebel Base Media's Mark Asquith says in a blog post that they aren't the villain in the podcasting story that the podcasting elite would claim they are. Global's Dax has signed to represent Omnicast Media's Something You Should Know. The BBC has announced box sets on BBC Sounds, including a slew of new releases. Some content is exclusive to the BBC Sounds app, which is only available within the UK, and we're not quite sure which. The Bello Collective have published their 100 Outstanding Podcasts of 2018. Also, Nick Quar has published his Top 10 in Vulture, and Sarah Larson's Best Podcasts of 2018 are in New Yorker. And visual podcast app Entail has added bookmarks to their app, opened the waitlist for their Android app, and announces that they're 91% funded. Thank you to Creative Zombie Studios for becoming our latest supporter. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.